Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testament, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign in to Zoom using the number 856-0112-7207, and the password is 22 4466. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. The readings today are taken from Psalm 44, Isaiah 45 verses 14 to the end, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
Rise up, O Lord, to help us. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our forebears have told us all that you did in their days, in time of old.
How with your hand you drove out nations and planted us in and broke the power of peoples and set us free.
For not by their own sword did our ancestors take the land, nor did their own arm save them.
With your right arm, your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you were gracious to them.
You are my King and my God, who commanded salvation for Jacob.
Through you we drove back our adversaries. Through your name we trod down our foes.
For I did not trust in my bow. It was not my own sword that saved me.
It was you that saved us from our enemies and put our adversaries to shame.
We gloried in God all the day long and were ever praising your name.
Now you've rejected us and brought us to shame. And go not out with our armies.
You have made us turn our backs on our enemies, and our enemies have despoiled us.
You have made us like sheep to be slaughtered, and have scattered us among the nations.
You've sold your people for a pittance, and made no profit on their sale.
You have made us the taunt of our neighbours, the scorn and derision of those that are round about us.
You have made us a byword among the nations. Among the peoples they wag their heads.
My confusion is daily before me, and shame has covered my face.
All the taunts of the slanderer and reviler at the sight of the enemy and avenger.
All this has come upon us, though we have not forgotten you and have not played false to your covenant.
Our hearts have not turned back, nor our steps gone out of your way.
Yet you have crushed us in the haunt of jackals and covered us with the shadows of death.
If we have forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to any strange God,
will not God search it out? For he knows the secrets of the heart.
But for your sake are we killed all day long, and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Rise up. Why sleep, O Lord? Awake and do not reject us forever.
Why do you hide your face and forget our grief and oppression?
Our soul is bound down to the dust, our belly cleaves to the earth.
Rise up, O Lord, to help us and redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love.
Rise up, O Lord, to help us. In the darkness of unknowing, when your love seems absent, draw near to us, O God, in Christ forsaken, in Christ risen, our Redeemer and our Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen. So our Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, starting from verse 14 to the end.
Thus says the Lord, the wealth of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia and the Sabaeans, tall of stature, shall come over to you and be yours. They shall follow you. They shall come over in chains and bow down to you. They will make supplication to you, saying, God is with you alone, and there is no other. There is no God besides him. Truly, you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Saviour. All of them are put to shame and confounded. The makers of idols go in confusion together, but Israel is saved by the Lord with everlasting salvation and shall not be put to shame or confounded to all eternity. For thus says the Lord who created the heavens, he is God who formed the earth and made it. He established it. He did not create it a chaos. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is no other. I do not speak in secret in the land of darkness. I do not say to the offspring of Jacob, seek me in chaos. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Assemble yourselves and come together. Draw near, you survivors of the nations. They have no knowledge, those who carry about their wooden idols and keep on praying to a God that cannot save. Declare and present your case. Let them take counsel together. Who told this long ago? Who declared it of old? Was it not I, the Lord? There is no other God besides me, a righteous God and a Saviour. There is no one besides me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, from my mouth has gone forth in righteousness a word that shall not return. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Only in the Lord it shall be said of me, my righteousness and strength. All who were incensed against him shall come to him and be ashamed. In the Lord all the offspring of Israel shall triumph and glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And then we have our New Testament reading.
The New Testament reading is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all you, We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before God and Father your work of faith and labour of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. Just as you know what kind of people we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all of the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place where your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we have among you, and how you turn to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you so very much, Lynn and Joycey. Very short reflection on kind of this introduction to a church. And usually Paul always speaks with encouraging word when he starts a letter to the church, even if the church is not perfect. He might need to deal with some of those issues, but here it seems a church that is quite well known for its testimony. And the testimony has different realities. First is how they accepted the message, how they were enthusiastic in hearing about the message that Paul had about Jesus, who he was, and what he did on the cross and his resurrection and how they came to faith. And not only that, but how also they persevered. It says, in spite of persecution, in spite of the oppositions and the challenges, and they received the word with joy. But also throughout this passage, it speaks about the one who empowers us to receive the word, but also to persevere and to be a witness. And it's the work of the Holy Spirit. And it just makes me think about how are we known, not in a proud way, but how are we known as St. James Church in our town, in the place where we live? How any church is known by its people? Are we known to be a place where there is lively faith? Are we known to be a place where there is real welcome? Are we known to be a place where we are unashamed to speak about Jesus as the one who rescues us from the wrath, rescue us from judgment, rescue us to bring about forgiveness and healing? Are we the kind of people that in our community they talk about saying, you know, if you go to St. James, you will hear the message of God's love, but also the message of God's challenge that we are called to give our life in response to what he did. So in a sense, it's my prayer in the seasons of Christmas. Often people would go to churches for a service, like a carol service or a crypt service, and that might be the only time in the year that they will come to a church. And so my prayer is not just at St. James, but throughout the churches here in Taunton, that the message of God's love that's unchanging, that in Christ, he has shown us the way to find forgiveness, to find healing, to find reconciliation. So my prayer will be that those who will be leading services, those who will be sharing the message, will speak with the strength of the Holy Spirit, speaks here, the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction that something in the hearts of our friends or the people we invite or people who just cross the door, something will happen in their hearts. For at the heart of God is a desire to bring all to the knowledge of salvation. He wants all to be saved. So it should always be our passion, and our main purpose in the life of our church is to present Jesus, Jesus who was crucified, Jesus who was raised, Jesus who can save. So just a very short reflection from me. If there is anything in the passage of the Old Testament or the New Testament that for you was an encouragement or a challenge, do share, Lynn or Joycey. You need to unmute you then, Joycey, Erlin. There you go.
Well, it was, yeah. Well, of course, we know that the Thessalonians were a very generous church, weren't they, to Paul? Weren't they the ones that sent money and then he took it to Jerusalem? I don't know, might have had the wrong lot. But I was just struck when you, Joycey, was reading the Old Testament, you know, that the prophets, you know, and do we hear the God speaking to us now through people like we do in the Old Testament? You know, he really spoke very strongly to Isaiah, didn't he, all the way through Isaiah. And I suppose he was open. Isaiah must have been open to listen to God. And I suppose the question to myself is, am I open to listen to God? It's a bit of a challenge, isn't it, really?
Here we go. In the passage, it says, I do not speak the truth, and I clearly declare what is right. Yeah. And we kind of are in a world that don't want to say that there is any truth or that there is any right. And it speaks about that God is the one not of chaos, but of order. A God of direction, a God of purpose, a God of what are the words of truth and the words of righteous. Yes. That
so
we
this,
need to hear.
This time of Advent for me is you know, not to be full of words, my own words, but more a time of listening and just being quiet. And maybe you get a word, maybe you don't. But if you're if you just spend 5 or 10 minutes a day, whenever, however, and just stopping and listening in all the chaos and uncertainty around us, we will find peace and we will find hope, won't we? And powerful, both powerful pieces, but particularly Isaiah. Turn to me and be saved, for I am the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. You know, this,
And then this for me, that hits me well. And then to me, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear or shall confess. And we know that that's what now Jesus is declared, that every tongue, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Another shows that we can only bow our knees and declare to God. And another signs that Jesus was God in flesh. And he's that now.
And today we're just the message seems to be, you know, bow to nobody, you know, whatever I want, you know, whatever I am, sort of thing, you know. Yes, we have absolutely got to turn back to God. No two ways about it.
Yeah. Well, let's pray for the day. Just ask for the world, its needs, and the church. Lord, in the seasons of Advent, you call us to be still and to know that you are the only living God, and that we can know you only through your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the one who one day every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that you are truly the Master, the Lord, the King of kings.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.